When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app on Android, Spotify, or the Five Reasons YouTube channel on Apple Podcasts. Also, check out Off the Floor. That's our Discord server, $2.99 per month. Make sure that you check the link in the description. This is where you can get away from Twitter, communicate with the other Heat fans and us all day, all night long. We'll have a lot more Q&As coming up this month in September. So check it out. Off the Floor. And $2.99 per month. It's where you get the latest Heat information first. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network, including Better Edge. At Better Edge, you can play, you can find the line that you want. That's the difference between that and the other legal sports books. It is legal in the state of Florida. There's no VIG. Also, that means you're not giving money to the house for nothing. The premier sports betting marketplace, and it is a true marketplace. Check it out, betteredge.com. Use the code 5, that's the number 5, RSN. And you get $20 to play right away. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said. You in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's power. Have the guts. We're here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. I got Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. We are most of the way through at this point. We are doing the top 40 players in Miami Heat history, going from 1 up to 40. I may need your help on this now. This is I don't have it all memorized. I got some of it written down. We had someone from the Heat brass weigh in. People are actually listening to this list, believe it or not. And I'll go over which this person thought was the most egregious mistake that we made, which I feel like we've already in agreement on that. But anyway, it is what it is. All right, let's go through the list. Number one. Wayne Wade. Number two, LeBron James. Number three, Jimmy Butler. Number four, Alonzo Mourning. Number five, Chris Bosh. Number six, Shaquille O'Neal. Number seven, Tim Hardaway. Number eight, Bam Adebayo. Number nine, Goran Dragic. Number 10, Udonis Haslem. I'll stop there. This was the one that was flagged. And we flagged it. And it's no disrespect to Goran, who this person thought should be up on the list. But the point that was made to me was that it gets forgotten sometimes beyond sort of the ceremonial role. And that wasn't ceremonial. It was important. OK, but the more off the court role that Udonis filled the last 3-4 years, people forget how impactful he was as a player on 3 championships, actually. And especially 06, going back to his defense on Dirk and everything he did as a starter for that team and for the team the year before, by the way, which probably could have won a championship had Dwayne not gotten hurt in the conference finals. But also the games against Indiana in the playoffs, the 8 of 9 games during the big three runs when he was turned to and everything else that he contributed, that the point was made to me that if Haslem should have been in a competition with anybody, it shouldn't have been Dragic. It probably should have been Hardaway. Actually, now we made the point. We had 7th, by the way, ahead of Bam, although this person did not think the Bam thing was terrible, because as we've said, Bam's probably going to move up in the list over time anyway. But we ended up putting Bam 8th. Udonis, the case we made was I made was the top 8. I kind of had him as, you know, the key players in the 3 major builds, you know, the star players in the 3 major builds. And that's why I put Tim in the top 8. Bam, Jimmy haven't won a title, but that's a major build. And then the big 3 build, and obviously Wayne crosses a couple of the builds. But again, I see the point. We probably should have had Udonis no lower than nine, probably, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's all fair. Right?
It's fair. So that was one that came up. All right. Anyway, 11. Yes, we got to 10. 11, Glenn Rice.
Yeah.
12, Eddie Jones. 13, Jamal Mashburn. 14, Mario Chalmers. Right? 15, yeah. Shane Battier. 16, Tyler Hero. 17, P.J. Brown. 18, Brian Grant. 19, Ray Allen. 20,
Lamar Odom.
Thank you. 21. Where do we go with 21? Now I can't even remember. Oh, hold on a second. Ronnie Cicely. 22, yeah. Duncan Robinson. I'm cheating now. 23, Dan Marley. 24, Anthony Mason. I won't forget that one. 25, Jason Williams. By the way, we kind of grouped the 25 through 28. We had some characters in there. J. Will, 25. Birdman, 26. Karan, 27. Mike Miller, 28. So we are now at 29. And I'm going to start by correcting another oversight here. It's kind of like when you get through like the first round of the NFL draft and then like you got a night to sleep on it. And it's like, oh, wow, everybody reshuffles their board at the top of the second round. I think we got to get Grant Long on there. And this is kind of what happened with the Cicely stuff, where it's like, okay, we sort of overlooked the player from the pre-Riley era. Not that you and I didn't watch the player. I actually remember exactly where I was the night the Heat debuted. I was living in South Florida, okay? And I can share this now, I guess. Was underage, but my friend was like, we're going to get some beers tonight and wine coolers tonight. This is how it went. And chill and watch the Heat game. Because the Heat opened, like that's what the Heat, you know, 1988. I was 15 years old. Okay, so there you go. It's out. Okay, I don't know if I can be grounded. During those formative years, as I was watching, I grew up in New York. Okay, I mean, until I was 13, I don't know how far growing up is, but until I was 12 or 13. And yes, I was a Knicks fan. I think people know that. And actually, I sort of maintained an allegiance to the Knicks pretty much through 1995, because I went to grad school in New York also. My team growing up was really the Islanders, honestly, more than anything else, because in New York, the way it was, you got to, or at least I viewed it this way, you kind of got to pick two football teams and two baseball teams, but you couldn't have two hockey teams just because I lived in the island mostly. So it was like that was our team. So it was, for me, it was primarily Islanders, Jets, Mets, and then Knicks, because nobody was rooting for the Nets. Okay. So I wasn't like actively rooting for the Heat, but I was like happy they had a team. And so that from 88 through pre-Riley was kind of, you know, I followed them. Okay. Didn't go to a whole bunch of games at the arena, but I followed them. And then when I went to grad school in New York, I was more transitioning to a journalist, and it just so happened I ended up in South Florida, and Pat Riley followed me back. Basically that's what he followed me back. And then I ended up covering the team. My Knicks allegiance was lost. Just like my Jets allegiance was lost when Zach Thomas looked at me and goes, you're a fucking Jets fan? I said, no, not anymore. It's okay. So there you go. So anyway, I'm saying all this because I watched a lot of Grant Long. And Grant Long was Udonis Haslem before Udonis Haslem. He really was. Like he was like the brick. Like he was just solid. Like you knew – he was going to be there every game to get you rebounds. You know, he had a good story too, because he was not a high pick. Was he even drafted? I thought he was. The draft was longer in those stages. I don't even see. Was Grant drafted? They called him the take charge man, by the way. Hold on a second. I'm looking to see if Grant was drafted, but he was definitely not a first round pick. He was the 33rd pick. The 33rd pick. So he was a second round pick. We should actually do an episode sometime about their best second round picks. We did a best undrafted one at one point. But like from minute one, again, he was a consistent guy for them. He played 82 games as a rookie in 88, 89. Of course, the team was awful. Okay. 73 starts, played 30 minutes. That first season averaged 7 rebounds. You go forward though, again, Second season, played 81 games. Third season, 80 games. Fourth season, 82 games. 76 games. And then 69 games. And then ultimately, and you mentioned it, that ill-fated trade with Atlanta, which I believe Steve Smith, who we may get to in a minute, was in that trade. And he really was. Like, he was the guy that you counted on every night. He provided leadership. He actually was eighth in most improved player voting in 91-92 when he played all 82 games, averaged 14.8 points, 8.4 rebounds, 3 assists, and shot 49% from the floor. So this is not just a ceremonial pick. This was as the Heat started to get a little better, Grant continued to be a big player for them, and then they made that trade for Kevin Willis, and really they needed Pat Riley to come in and save them after that. So I'm going with Grant Long at 29. Also a real good dude who has stayed he stayed connected with the Heat in a lot of ways. He's a broadcaster now. Grant Long at 29.
I think that's a legitimate pick. I became a Heat fan in Grant Long's third season, and he was, like you said, Udonis Haslem before UD, P.J. Brown before P.J. Brown. People forget he had a 21 rebound game early in his Heat career. He also notoriously was an enforcer for the Heat. Like, mm-hmm. I remember there was a playoff series, I think it was in 94, 95 or 93, 94, one of those way back there. I'm really showing my age as we go through these episodes, where they played Atlanta in the first round and there was a huge bench clearing brawl. Keith Askins was involved, but Grant Long was a big part of that as he choked out Dwayne Farrell. And he was like one of those guys that brought up a ton of playoff toughness. So I'm glad you went Grant Long. This is where I think we're going to start to get some of the pre-Riley guys that were, you know, mainstays before the winning came, but also some of the guys that contributed to some of the moments down the stretch. You mentioned the guy that I'm going with next, and it's Steve Smith. I just think that this is a good spot for him. Grant Long probably should have gone higher in this list. Steve Smith, I don't know if he should have gone much higher, but I do think that this is about the time when Steve Smith makes some sense for them. He was picked with a lot of fanfare. I know initially there were a lot of comparisons to Magic Johnson, and that was like obviously a lofty comparison, but he brought an amazing skill set. He was 6'8", played both guard positions, had a ton of potential for the Heat, helped secure the first playoff seed in Heat history when they were the eighth seed and played against the Chicago Bulls in 91-92. So for me, I think it's a pretty good spot for Steve Smith, who was a really high draft pick for Miami. I think he was the fifth pick overall in 91. So that was like another franchise building block. Unfortunately, they took Grant Long and Steve Smith in the same trade and traded him for Kevin Willis, which I don't think was a great move. But I digress. Steve Smith's up next.
Yeah, and to go through his numbers, it was a terrible move, actually, although Willis was a good player, but it was just I'm going to go through. Here's the thing about Steve Smith. I think Steve Smith could go higher, actually. I think both these guys probably could have and should have. But I think when we look at Smith, again, it's kind of what he sort of was becoming, and then they moved him. I mean, I'm going through the first four seasons. So he had some injuries his second season. The rookie averaged 12 points, almost 5 assists. Like you said, they were kind of trying to turn him into a point guard. I mean, I wrote some columns when they drafted Dwayne citing the Steve Smith example. You know, a player who was more of a scorer in college, by the way, from a Midwest school. He went to Michigan State. That's one of the other reasons why there was the Magic Johnson comparisons. And he came out, and again, they were like, okay, you can put the ball in his hands. Like, these days, absolutely. Steve Smith, they would have converted him into a point guard. No question about it, okay, with the ability to see the floor and everything that he had. But he came in at 22 years old. Again, 12 points as a rookie. His second year, 16 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists in his second year. Again, they didn't do a ton of winning, but you're right. They did get to the playoffs. They were starting to emerge. Third season, 17.3 points, 4.5 rebounds, 5.1 assists, 46% shooting, 35% from three. Another guy whose attempts probably would have hiked from three in the modern age. And then he just played, and then was just the 2 games and then the trade. I mean, that trade was made in season. Mm-hmm. He played 2 games, scored 21 points in one, 21 in the other, and then was traded to Atlanta. But then here's the frustrating part. So in Atlanta, first season there, averages 16. Then he averages 18, plays 80 games. Then he was 17th in MVP voting, averaging 20. He was an all-star the next season for Atlanta. He was 16th in the MVP voting the season after that for Atlanta. Then he ended up going to Portland and on those very, very talented teams played a role. Didn't make it back to Miami, by the way. People forget he did make it back to Miami. Actually, two guys on this list. Well, Dwayne, also Enzo, right? Those we remember more of. But also Steve Smith and Eddie Jones both made it back to Miami at the very tail end when they had really nothing left. And Steve made it back to Miami. His knees were shot. But at age 35, after a brief stint in Charlotte, he came back and he played 13 games in 04-05. People probably don't remember that. But enormously skilled, probably could go higher, was a better player than a lot of the players on this list. But the best years really did come after Miami. So I'm okay putting him at 30. All right, I'm up next. Before we get there, I want to mention our great fantasy partner, Prize Picks. It's football season. We're fully into it right now. They got all these promos. They got this Caleb Williams promo where all he's got to do is throw for half a yard, so 1 yard. In any game this season, you can use that square. Any game. You can use that square as part of your picks. So we'll be doing that. Again, use the code 5. Get your initial deposit 10 times. I used to say matched up to $100. Now it's you put down $5 using the code 5. They give you $50. Very convenient. It fits with our code. So go to prizepicks.com. Use the code FIVE and start playing Prize Picks today. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. These days, all of us are operating in an information technology space, and that is dangerous. And that's why I signed up for Incogni. You can find it at incogni.com. That's incogni.com/5floor. That's FIVEFLOOR, name of this podcast. And you get 60% off an annual plan. Now, why should you do this? Because data brokers are out there creating shadow profiles on you that include a frightening amount of personal details. These insights are then used by scammers, total strangers, insurance companies, banks, businesses, and even the government. You want to avoid the identity theft, the increased costs, and all of the things that come with this. So you got to sign up for Incogni. They will go through the entire process with you and begin that data removal. So again, you can be safer in this online space. So check it out, incogni.com. Again, that's incogni.com/5floor, spelled out 5floor, and you get 60% off an annual plan.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, let's get to it. 31. And we're at a place right now where we've gotten through a couple of the pre-Riley guys. The other one that I would look at is Sherman Douglas. I'm not going to do it here. That's another one that there was some frustration about a trade there. So I'm going a little bit more modern. And he was a starter on a championship team. I will say he's not my favorite player to watch. Had some issues with the trade. But he was a starter on a championship team. He had he scored 20 on a few occasions during that run. He did provide relief points when they needed it in stages. We've talked about the difficulty of being the third guy, something Tyler Hero is facing now, something Eddie Jones faced, Jamal Mashburn faced. I'm going with Antoine Walker here. It didn't end in the best way. There were some frustrations during his tenure. There were some who wanted him to be more like the player he was in Boston. But again, they asked him to buy into certain things. He did. His defense was passable during that stage, which again was a concern when he came over. And I'm just looking at the years that he had. Again, it was just two seasons, okay? But in the first season, Antoine, he started 19 of the 82 games during their championship season, but he played all 82. 44% from the field, 36% from three, averaged 12 points, five rebounds, a couple of assists. The next year was not great. We know he didn't come to camp in shape. He wasn't the only one. James Posey, that same thing happened with that team. Kind of talk about championship hangover. That team had it in a big way because it was sort of a big party after that. We kind of knew that team had a short shelf life. But I'm looking at some of the others. I mean, there's a couple more guys on that championship team that I think will get into the top 40. But as opposed to Peyton, Walker started more games than Peyton did. And he had more responsibility as the third scorer at times. Whereas again, Gary was playing behind Jay Will. So I'm going to go with Antoine Walker at 31.
I think it's a good spot for Tuan. He was a guy I considered earlier in this list. So it's interesting to see how this eventually plots itself out. Cause you're right. He had a brief stint in Miami, but the highs were very high. We'll just say that much. And you mentioned the games played with Antoine Walker. The guy I'm going with in the championship season, 05-06, Gary Payton, played 81 games. He started 25, played 81, was kind of like one of the few bits of stability that they had throughout that season. It was a weird season. Shaq got injured early. Alonzo had to start. But Gary Payton ended up being – I think a integral part of what they did. And then obviously the shot in game three to kind of win it was a huge moment in Miami Heat history. So for me, I feel like Gary Payton fits nicely as we kind of close up shop on this episode.
Yeah. So two guys from the pre-Riley era, two guys from the Riley championship in 06. It leaves us with still some meat on the bone here for the final eight. I'm not going to mention the names, but we've got a guy who was a starter on those Zotimi teams that we haven't hit yet. We've got a guy who was a highly celebrated champion before coming to Miami to join Jimmy Butler. We've got another starter on, or semi-starter, someone who rotated with Antoine on the championship team. We have a guy who's in the top five in all the rebounding categories, Greg, and just leaving it out there. We've got another guy who was part of the 7-11 combination in the 16-17 season. We got another guy who was the biggest signing in Miami Heat history, according to Pat Riley, and who actually contributed to a lot of winning in a particular season. We've got another guy who left and came back, former second-round pick. Still on the roster right now. We've got a guy who's done some work in our network who is a champion. Still playing overseas, by the way, but a champion and was part of the nine-man rotation. Another guy who was part of the nine-man rotation then, who went by the Warden. A guy who was the second overall pick at one point, who I'm sure Alex can come on here and give the spiel on. And we've got three undrafteds who made contributions to the most recent Heat build, and a rookie who probably will end up higher on this list at some point. And I'm probably missing a few. So if we're missing any, send it to us. So those are some of the ones that are on my list going forward. And I'm sure, again, that there's going to be someone like, wait, you didn't get him in the top 40? We'll end up having to do an honorable mention episode. All right, because we got to string this thing out. All right, thanks to Greg. Thanks to our sponsors, Prize Picks, Better Edge. Use code 5 at Prize Picks. Use code 5RSN at Better Edge. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.